This is 91.3 WISO on NPR One and WISO.org. Our Veterans Voices series continues today with a follow-up to a story from our first season. Bobby Walker was involuntarily separated from the Air Force, and so he decided to pursue a dream and start a business. If you've been to an outdoor festival or fair in the Miami Valley this year, you may have seen the fruits of Bobby's labor. Army veteran and Wright State University student Ann Moore of Miamisburg has the story.
Veterans Voices last heard from Air Force veteran Bobby Walker 1 year ago as he was preparing to leave the military as a result of force shaping, an involuntary separation due to reorganization. At that time, Bobby was considering taking a chance and going full-time into his startup business, Fronana, frozen treats made from bananas. I was also involuntarily separated from the military. I've never had the chance to talk to anyone else who has been involuntarily separated, and I was curious to find out if Bobby had experienced similar feelings of no longer being useful.
I felt sort of alone, and not really abandoned, but a little bit abandoned, and mostly because I had spent my entire adult life preparing to be an officer in the military for a long time. The Air Force was like, you will be in for at least 5 years. Okay, I mentally prepared myself for that. And then to get a letter that says, nope, you got 3 months to get out.
I kind of understand what you're saying. I was discharged involuntarily due to a medical reason. I broke my hip. They fixed it. I healed, and I thought, great, I'm, you know, back on the road. Mm-hmm. And then they said, oh, we're going to discharge you. I was young, and it was sort of in the beginning and not expected. But so I freaked out, and I sold everything I owned when I turned 20. Bought a tent, took my rucksack, and moved to Europe.
Now, I can certainly relate to just wanting to pivot and do something totally different.
Shortly after his separation, Bobby participated in the Open Dayton Business Competition, which put 15 budding entrepreneurs through an accelerated course on how to start a business. As a result, Bobby opened the Fronana pop-up shop at 27 West 1st Street in Dayton.
On a sunny Sunday afternoon in July, it's National Ice Cream Day, Fronana's birthday, and of course, the grand opening of our shop.
Bobby and I both took chances after our separation. But when I returned from Europe, I decided to play it safe by settling into a civilian government career. Bobby's future is still uncertain. Most startups fail, and usually because the business doesn't grow. Bobby's challenge now is selling a frozen treat in the winter, but he's meeting this challenge and growing his startup by shipping pints of Fronana across the country.
I always feel like moving to the next milestone, and maybe that's an Air Force thing. I don't know. I don't feel impressed with myself yet.
For Veterans Voices on WYSO, this is Army veteran Ann Moore.
Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. Funding for this series comes from Ohio Humanities.